Hi, I'm Paul F. Tompkins.
And I'm Nicole Parker.
On this podcast, we improvise in character using real posts from a popular neighborhood networking website.
That our network is scared for us to name for legal reasons, but you know which one it is.
All of the posts you hear our characters read are word-for-word real posts from this neighborhood website.
Occasionally, we change the names of some streets.
And that's all you need to know.
And now, please enjoy this episode of
The Neighborhood Listen.
This episode's guest, Edie Patterson.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Your neighbor.
Good. In Dignity Falls, you're never alone. You've got the neighbor half app and us.
Bert.
And Joan. From coyotes to mail theft to weird things to sell, we'll cover it all.
And meet new neighbors as well.
We'll chat about any posts you're missing. So just tune in
to the neighborhood listen. Welcome once again to The Neighborhood Listen. I'm Bert Miapede.
And I am Joan Pedestrian.
And we are your hosts for this look at the neighborhood of Dignity Falls.
Oh, that is right. That is right. I like how you did that.
Thank you. You looked shocked for a second, and I thought, am I doing the wrong thing?
Well, it was like I was on the edge of my seat. I thought, oh, what's going to happen? You know?
But Joan, you do know what's going to happen.
I know. I like that you always come up with a different way to sort of welcome us back to the podcast.
Thank you. Well, I'm trying to keep it fresh for the listeners. And, you're walking that fine line between we have people that faithful listeners.
That's
and
right.
And people listening for the first time.
That's right. Yeah. First time listener. Right. That's the whole thing.
It is a whole thing.
No, I mean, usually it's first time listener, a long time listener, first time caller.
Long time
right?
listener, first time caller.
Someday we should do one where we can get calls in. That would be fun, wouldn't
I
it?
I would
Doug,
adore
could you
that.
Figure out how to do that?
To get calls on a podcast?
Yeah.
Ooh,
like
what a we tone. Did,
well, he's in the crawl space.
Is that? Oh, is that
yes,
where he is?
He's in the crawl space above the bonus room.
Ooh, that's.
And. And, yeah.
There's no phone up here.
Well, my boys used to hide up there all the time. And I. Wait, what'd you say?
Why did you feel it was necessary to point out there was no phone in the crawl space?
Well, you're trying to get phone calls.
No. Oh,
no, we're not.
I see what's happening.
We didn't mean
Maybe
right
there's
now.
There's not enough air up there. Doug, are you okay?
Yeah. Can I ask Joe, why the crawl space? That seems like a curious choice of places to be.
Because my boys used to hide up there, and they used to make, scary sounds, and scare me and sort of make me feel like the house is haunted. There was this whole thing for a very long time.
This was Matt and Jom.
Yeah, that's correct. And they would be up there and like, doing these crazy sounds, and I didn't know what was going on.
What was the, what, can you give me?
Right. Well, what I'm saying is the acoustics in that crawl space end up being amazing because they really weren't being that very loud,
You know, as a matter of fact, I think it's maybe we're getting I don't know what the technical term is, not feedback exactly, but a little bleed, a little sound bleed.
Is that the technical term?
Of Doug through the vent.
Oh, yeah, that's correct. Did you ever see that movie Crawl Space?
I thought you were going to say Vent, and I was going to say, no, I haven't seen the movie Vent. Well, no. But I haven't seen the movie Crawl Space either.
Oh, it's
either.
Terrifying. It is a cheap horror movie, and it's about a guy who runs a motel and only lets hot ladies in the rooms, and then he crawls through the crawl spaces, and he spies on them.
What a scoundrel.
Oh, it's terrible. It's absolutely terrible. And my boys knew that I knew that movie because I told them it scared me, and they did it on purpose. I think that's why they did. I think that's where they got the idea.
In the movie Crawl Space, does the motel manager, does he ever go?
He doesn't. He just kills the women.
So he spies on him for a while.
It's much worse.
He spies on him for a while and he says, I gotta kill him.
Yeah, and there's a really weird part at the end where he like puts on women's makeup. It's very, very creepy. Not that there's anything wrong with a man putting on women's creepy, but if you're putting it up in the context of about to kill them, then I think you can say it's creepy. Right?
I think any behavior is fair game. When you kill
someone.
People, yeah. I mean, if you collected baseball cards, I'd say, he's looking at his baseball card collection, then he goes kills those women.
That's not really something that anyone could argue, right? I think that's a good statement. That's a clear statement.
Yeah, once you cross the line and become a murderer,
right.
All of your behavior,
everything you're doing is
suspect.
Creepy. That's right.
It's and creepy.
I agree. So that's why he's in the crawl space. Is it not good?
So the reason is because the boys used to hide in there and scare you.
No, because I learned how good the acoustics were. And as we're trying to find a good sound for him.
Yes.
Because that's what we've been trying to do. That's why we're moving him all over the place. But I don't know.
Is the goal for the sound to be better for Doug?
Well, that and it's just where the equipment, it seems like wherever the equipment is too, that seems to affect how it is. I don't know.
Sure.
I guess I'm new to this. So
as am I. As am I.
I have speakers set up and then I mic the speakers.
Why?
So it does. That's how you record, I think.
I don't
know. You
again,
mean like
I'm new to this. I
you
don't
mean
know.
Like when you'd have that old
that's why I need a good
hold
space.
It up to the radio to make your own.
Yes. Well, yeah, that's, but that's much more advanced.
Is that how you've
been
doing
that? Have you been doing it that way this whole time?
Oh yeah. Oh. That, but these are nice. These are nice Bose speakers.
Right, but this might have been the problem all along. Okay. Yeah. Well, we're going to have to
get into that. That's why I need a good space to record.
Right. And you thought crawl space is probably
it. Sounds warm in here.
It sounds. Is it warm? Is it also warm?
It's extremely hot.
Okay. Are you okay?
I think I'm okay. I'm okay.
I'll tell you what. His mosquito bites are only just now going away from when we had him outside on the porch just a few weeks ago.
He started to look like himself again.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. He was pretty swollen.
Yeah. Now, you know, now it looks like he's wearing a Halloween mask of his own face.
That's right.
Yeah. Let me ask you this, Joan. The yes. bonus room, it still remains unfurnished, right? You will never furnish that room.
Well, ever since the boys set fire to the pool table, no. We have not put anything back in there. Oh, God. Because honestly, I was like, why bother? It was such a nightmare.
What was it? They said they were playing some specific game when they set the pool table on fire.
They were trying to do their own Water World show.
Right.
Yes. And they set up a whole entire model on top of the table, mm-hmm. right? It's like the Universal Stunt Show, right?
We took them
out to L.A. We did the whole thing. We did Absolutely. The Disney. We did the Universal. The thing that stuck with them was the damn Water World show.
I'm with them on that one. As far as I'm concerned, you could have just skipped Disney.
Oh, come
and gone,
on
and
now,
gone twice
Burns.
To the Water World.
Skip Disney? What's wrong with look, you Disney, inside? Is Disney's the child fine. Inside of you dead?
No, I've been to Disney, and I consider myself very childlike. But when I saw that Water World show, boy, oh, boy, they really put on a show.
They sure do. Look,
better
and
than the
boys,
movie.
The boys were, well, I mean, almost anything is, right? But the boys were, they were transfixed and
yes.
they just wanted to recreate it.
Yes.
So, you know, they got out their He-Mans and they got out their G.I. Joes and they got out all their guys and they built this. It was pretty incredible. They built a whole, you know, model and it was Certainly. Amazing.
Deacon, the Mariner. Had,
that's right.
The Smokers.
Yes. Right.
Helen.
I think that, I can't remember who they made play Kevin Costner. I think he was a Ken doll that was missing a leg that was
sense.
July a piece that she had gotten very mad at me once and she threw it across the room and his leg flew off and he's one-legged Ken and I think that they just put the leg went missing. We cannot find it. We just can't find it. I'm gonna find it someday. It's gonna be terrifying. Or one of the dogs is gonna find it.
You feel that you're gonna be it's gonna startle you when you find this doll leg.
I think it might be disturbing. Just a disembodied doll leg. It's kind of scary. Well, you know what? I don't know what your nightmares are, Burnt, but that's one of mine.
Fair enough. We each have our own nightmares, and we can't dream each other's nightmares. We each must dream our own nightmares.
That's profound.
Well, I didn't
I
mean
feel
it
like
to
I need to unpack that, Burnt. I can't even get into that right now. But yes, they started this design, but you know, there's a couple explosions here and there.
Of course,
in the Water World
you're
show.
Telling me.
Yeah. Well, that was the part that they were most excited about, and I mean, let's just say they used a little bit too much. Lighter fluid, and before I know it, the alarm's going off, and I'm down in the kitchen, and I'm thinking, I burned something. Oh, is that? Can you hear me? I think something. I just messed up something. Okay, here.
Did
we
you
go.
Knock
sorry.
Out your headphone plug? Yeah.
Doug,
headphone
can you jack? Hear me? Can
I hear you
hear me? I'm sorry. I'm wearing these clip-on earrings because I have infections in my earlobes, and
what happened?
I don't even know why I'm wearing them with the headphones because this is very painful. I should have taken them off.
It does seem like, and it's too late now, but.
Yeah, let's not, it's not worth doing it right
what,
now.
What caused the infections, Joan? I'm so sorry. Oh, and do you God. Need anything? Why wouldn't you
Thank
come to
you.
Me?
I know. Well, I was going to.
For the listeners, I work at the pharmacy.
He works at the pharmacy. It wasn't you. It was Jonathan, and I don't like dealing with him. It was not your shift. I did go down there.
Jonathan.
And you know what he told me? He just said put Bactine on it.
Yeah.
And that's not right.
Look, Jonathan
is. Bactine. Did he even make that anymore?
Jonathan is a legacy hire, and his grandfather worked at the CVS, was the first pharmacist at that CVS.
I get it.
He used to be the pharmacist at the CVS, before this branch was open, he was the pharmacist at the CVS on Chester A. Arthur Boulevard. And
so much pharmacy history.
So much, more than, people would be surprised. Pharmistry.
Thanks. Anyway, go on.
So Jonathan is... He's not particularly interested in pharmacological work, and his I don't know if I should be saying this on the podcast.
Oh.
His bedside manner leaves something to be desired.
Oh no, I agree with that.
And he really does think Bactine is some sort of
universal
drug, a miracle cure.
When I showed him, he went, "Ew." I mean, don't do that.
You mustn't.
Don't do that.
Oh, Joan, I'm.
That's what I appreciate about you. Can I take a moment to just raise up Bernd and just say what a wonderful bedside manner he is? And when you go to him, he will help you. He will listen. He's patient, and he never makes you feel like you look like a freak or bad.
That's nice of you to say. That's not. I'm not trying to. I'm not fishing. I just. I wish Jonathan would not.
Well,
would
you
not
didn't have to fish. This fish is coming right to you with a compliment. Okay, so just take it. All right, just reel it in. All right?
Well, all right.
Put it in a bucket for later when you're feeling bad. Okay? Well, did I go too far with that metaphor? Okay, maybe.
I mean, I can't wait too long.
I think it was an... I'm trying brand new dryer sheets. And I honestly think that... Because I sleep on both sides throughout the night, and I just think that
you're a side to side sleeper.
I'm a side to side sleeper. Everyone knows. Doug knows that.
He's
a stomach sleeper.
Yes,
and so
notorious.
We're very
sleeper.
Backwards.
Face right on the no pillow.
He puts his that's right.
Face right down on the mattress.
Yeah, he doesn't like a pillow or anything.
Yeah,
he just right, Doug. You just literally that's all. Have you been just like that since a kid?
Stomach and face.
Stomach and face. He's all stomach and face. So, anyways, I mean, not physically. My goodness,
well, that would
he's
be
more than yeah.
No, he's got a torso.
No, I know. The very first time I used those, I woke up in the morning and my earlobes were just on fire and swollen. And the pierced ear holes, they just closed right up. They were crusty. I'm sorry. This is pretty probably gross.
That's all right. Not to me. I mean, look, I've seen worse.
Well.
Let me ask you this.
That's fair.
Are these dryer sheets scented?
They are.
Are they Mrs. Myers?
I've been really. Yes.
Are they Bluebell?
What? It's like you're reading my mind. Have you heard?
Get
is this
rid
a thing?
Of those. I've seen
What's
this.
What's going on? Is there
I
a recall?
Can't
there
tell
should be a
you.
Recall.
We call it Bluebell ear. I can't tell
this
you.
This is like the new romaine lettuce.
I've seen so many cases of Bluebell ear, and it's terrible.
Bluebell ear?
Get rid of those dryer sheets. Oh, yes, absolutely.
Oh,
absolutely.
My God. Well, I have Bluebell ear.
You have Bluebell ear. Get rid of those dryer sheets.
And I got to keep the earrings on because, you know, as a realtor, you got to have all the pieces together. You know what I mean? I was showing a house earlier today for a couple, and I had to clip them on, and I just didn't think. I popped the headphones on, and now it's hurting. And to be honest, I just don't want to stop. So.
Fair enough.
We'll just do it afterwards.
Yeah, well, hey. As Bill O'Reilly said, we'll do it afterwards. All right. We should get to
what we're really here to do.
Yes.
But everybody, listen at home. If you have Bluebell dryer sheets from Mrs. Myers, throw them out. That's a good PSA. Okay.
Very few people are immune.
And Jonathan, get your shit together. Be a better pharmacist. Come on.
Well,
I'm just going to say it. I'm going to call him out. I'm not afraid. What is he going to at me? Is that what they call it?
It's easier for you.
He can at me all he wants. Guess what? This is feedback that he needs.
Jonathan, you're canceled.
That's right. Oh, that's what it is. Oh, yeah. That's what July P would say. You're canceled, Mom. Boy, hear that every other day.
All right. Here is a post from the NeighborHap neighborhood application that we all have in our phones and laptops and tablets. And this is interesting because these came right after each other. These are two posts that came right after each other.
Okay.
And I want to see if there's a connection.
Oh.
Brenda writes, noise. That's the subject line.
Oh.
Does anyone else hear this outrageously noise party thumping music? 3 question marks. It's been going on, Dice, 8 p.m. I think she means since. And it is now just after midnight, Friday night, / Saturday morning. Incredible noise! 2 exclamation points. That sounds like she likes it.
Well, I can see how that'd be confusing.
Now, right after that, at roughly the same time, someone named M, subject line, loud boom. Did anyone hear like a loud resounding boom around 10:30 p.m. tonight? Scared the crap off my cats. Couldn't tell what it was. Sorry, scared the crap out off my cats.
That couldn't crap tell off what it my was. Cats is a very funny image. I don't even know what that means.
And helpful. Do you think that these two are related? Because they're coming at the same time.
She was hearing noise from a party, the first person, it sounded like.
She said.
A noise party. Else hearing What's this a out? Noise party?
Noise party thumping music.
Noise party thumping music.
Yes.
That's.
She also called it incredible noise.
Is that a new type of music? Like dubstep, noise party thumping?
Noise party thumping music.
Is that a new thing? Guys, kids, let us know.
Maybe Incredible Noise is its own genre.
It could be.
But
that's what I think all the music sounds like now.
Do you think that's either one person is hearing a loud boom and it sounds to them like music, or one person is hearing music that sounds to them like a loud boom?
I feel like it's, I don't know how one person can hear a constant sound and then one person could just hear one. Mm-hmm. What I want to know is I want to triangulate the positions. I want to know where, how far away they are from each other.
Brenda is writing from, it looks like the areas around Pine and, I'm looking at the little, there's a little geotag, Pine and Grover Cleveland Boulevard.
Oh, okay. Well, that does have a lot of houses with younger people in them.
Emma's writing from Pine and Millard Fillmore Boulevard.
Oh, well,
so they're
okay.
A block away.
That's not far at all.
So it's got to be, there's an overlap
there.
So
they were hearing the
there.
Same thing, but they were hearing it so differently.
One hearing it as a resounding boom. The other hearing it as noise party thumping music.
Noise party thumping music. That's a mystery, but I think they're connected. I think they're connected, but maybe one of them's hard of hearing. Maybe one of them's lucky and they only heard the one boom.
Do you think the one...
What's the time difference between the two?
1 minute.
Oh, well, they're the same, Burns.
They have to be the same. And I feel... Here's what I think. And the person who's hearing the music, Brenda, this could be dementia.
Oh, dear.
It could be she was having a stroke.
This is dark. This could be a dark way to go.
It could be there's a gas leak in her home. She hears this boom and it turns into
Brenda,
this
if
music.
You're listening to this, let us know you're okay.
I
never thought of these things.
I hope she posts again.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, it's a theory.
So you worried one is actual noise and another is a stroke?
It's a theory. The other person hearing the loud boom, maybe, I don't know, maybe the SWAT team was called on the loud party and that was the loud boom.
They always get the SWAT team. Dignity Falls SWAT team, it goes right away. That's what they're used for.
Also,
parties, always.
Kids, please
stop. They don't
stop
mess around.
They
go straight to the SWAT team.
They don't mess around.
They don't send the police. They go straight to the, and they send out a bomb squad.
They took a battering ram to my door.
Oh, I remember that.
And they had the wrong floor.
And they knocked down your door.
They knocked down my
and
door.
And half the wall.
And I'm sitting there eating my ramen. And I said, may I help you? Understatement of the year.
No kidding.
And they said, we need you to turn your music down. And I said, well, you could have knocked. And also, I'm not playing any music.
Well, who complained?
You know I have to eat in silence.
I know you
do. Well, I don't know who complained.
Like
they had the wrong floor.
Oh, boy.
It was upstairs.
Well, I don't know why they wouldn't have just called first. Or why
wouldn't
your neighbor just
call?
Come down
why
and knock the on the door and say, could you just turn it down?
No, but
before
it wasn't me, the SWAT team.
Oh, right.
No one was ever called on me.
You know, the SWAT team really is, I mean, I got to say, they're a little bit too ambitious. They get really carried away quickly. I guess we're safe, but yikes.
Are we, though? We're not safe from them. I think they spent so much money on that battering ram that they're trying to justify the cost.
They were very excited about it. I remember when they got that.
They took out an ad.
They did. I remember the picture. I know. They were all posing with it like it was a dead shark.
Well, we have to take a break.
Yes, we do.
When we return.
I need to take these earrings off.
Yes, you do need to take those earrings because there's a little seepage I can see.
Oh, God, is
yes,
there?
It's
oh,
not,
no.
Yes. I didn't want to. Better that you hear it from
me. Oh, I just dry cleaned this dress. Okay, well, I got to take it off.
And when we return, we will have our guest right here in the studio on The Neighborhood Listen.
Hi, this is Ben, and this is for $25. It's Silman's Complete Endgame Course Chess Strategy Book. I'm asking $25 or best offer. The condition is like new / excellent / very good. I guess pick whichever one sounds best to you. It's a stress chess strategy book by international master Jeremy Silman, and it's perfect for chess enthusiasts. It's a helpful tool for people who want to improve chess playing skills or critical thinking or strategy skills. It's an enjoyable read, and like with all my books, no highlights, no missing, torn, or wet pages. I mean, these pages are like the Sahara Desert. I'm willing to lower price if price is reasonable. Once again, let's go over reasonable prices. If I say $25, and you say $20, that's within the realm of reason. If I say $25 and you say, why don't you give it to me for free and paint my yard, I'm going to be like, no, that's unreasonable. So if you want to learn chess, or if you want to get better at chess, or if you just want to read about chess, get this book for $25, OBO, or best offer, Ben.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Neighborhood Listen. And you should know, the earrings are off, and I have got some cotton balls that are absolutely taking care of them, because Brent just told me a little Vaseline, and I'll tell you what, Brent, this is already working and making me feel so much better.
And rewash your latest load of laundry, and do not
please
use
do.
The Bluebell
dryer
sheets.
Please do not use those dryer sheets. Man, and they're supposed to be so, you know, homeopathic.
I know. Mrs. Myers, this is a rare misstep.
Oh, Mrs. Myers. Yeah, more like Mrs. No, couldn't do it.
What were you going to say?
Yeah, I was going to say misstep, but then I realized she's Mrs. Myers, not Miss Myers. That would have worked better.
Mrs. Step.
I'm still working on my wordplay. You know, it's a thing.
Miss Step Myers.
Oh, Miss Step Myers. Bert, you did it. Good job. Okay, so we have a really interesting gal in here right now.
She's fascinating.
She's fascinating, and I've never, first of all, I think she wins the award for longest post I've ever seen.
This is certainly the longest we've had on the show.
Definitely the longest post we've had on the show.
Yes.
Yes. So settle in, get comfortable, get yourself a pillow that has not been washed with Mrs. Myers Bluebell dryer sheets, and just listen to this, because the theme is pillows. And isn't that kind of funny, Bernd, that a pillow is what caused me trouble, and this gal's all about pillows?
That's exactly right.
This is so interesting.
Okay, serendipity.
Well, this is a theme.
Synchronicity.
Synchronicity. So this is a theme. this comes from Calix, and she says, I am grateful for pillows. We all have our idiosyncrasies, I more than most. One is that I am fond of an abundance of pillows in my bedroom. The nightstand on my side of the marital bed, now, I haven't heard that in a long time, is stacked with pillows, four or five, with three more against the wall on my side of the bed. I'll leave it to the armchair psychoanalyst to figure out why I take comfort in so many pillows at my disposal. Last night, all but one ended up in the service of arranging my nocturnal nest. But usually, it's only four, or maybe five in total, wind up on the bed itself at night. In the morning, all of the superfluous pillows go back to the nightstand when I make the bed after my best beloved leaves the house for the safety of their quote-unquote day gig. I have a lot of questions about just that one sentence.
Absolutely.
So I hope we get some time on that sentence. It's astounding to live in a place and time when a non-royal, a true peon such as myself, can indulge in such extravagance without seeming overindulgent. Even at minimum wage, one can acquire a pillow, even a pair of pillows, carefully shopped, with only an investment of a single hour's worth of income. I want to know what she does for a living.
I do, too.
And where is she getting all these pillows?
And what are the prices of the pillows?
There's so many questions. In less than a day of work at such wages, I could easily replenish my sleeping stock.
Now, okay.
There's still more, Bert. I'm not done yet.
Is she buying the pillows every day?
I know. Hang on to those questions. I hope you're writing them down.
I am.
It's highly unlikely that anyone reading this who desires a pillow remains wanting for one. When the vast majority of humanity throughout history struggled to keep a roof above to prevent rain and snow, and walls to prevent the elements and animals from distracting from their sleep, still going this sentence, that I can willfully feed my desire for comfort with an abundance of pillows on my nightstand is truly something for which I should realistically be grateful. So, everybody, we were able to get in touch with Calix, and she is very pleasantly agreed to come and discuss this post with us. Please welcome Calix.
Calix,
hello.
Thank you for joining
us. Thanks for having me.
Calix, you really love pillows.
I love pillows. I love to create a safe and comfortable, pleasurable place in my marital bed.
You certainly do. Now, you say marital bed, you're married.
Yes.
Okay. And could you tell us a little bit about your husband?
Your partner.
Who
very
is your
interested
partner?
In hearing about this
very
person.
Very interested.
My partner is my husband. You guessed correctly.
Okay. Okay.
Ding, ding, ding. Prizes for the lady.
Are you saying ding, ding, ding?
ding, ding, ding.
Prizes for the lady. Prizes for the lady. Oh, because I won a prize guessing correctly. I get it.
It did sound like dig, dig,
dig. It sounded like dig, 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 and I thought that might have been his name.
Well, I do sometimes also say dig, dig, dig when I'm making my pleasurable nest for my sleep.
Oh, sure.
Well, your nocturnal nest, as you called it.
My nocturnal nest.
Yes, yes.
I pretend I'm a big cat, and I dig, dig, dig until I get the exact right hole for my...
Oh, do you make biscuits like the cats do?
Well, I don't enjoy that phrase.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I think it's offensive to cats and people who like to dig, dig, dig.
Oh, you're talking about when they need something with their paws and claws. Yes.
It's a sign of trust, is from what I understand.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
Oh, well, it's funny because I do that to Doug all the time.
Is that so?
Yeah, we got a good relationship, I guess, then.
Well, I wonder if it's as good as mine.
Well, now that's what I wanted to ask. I'm just going to cut right to it, Brent, because I am on fire with curiosity.
Yes.
So,
who is he?
So,
I wanted to
know, first of all, what you meant by the safety of his day gig and why you put day gig in quotes and what it is that he does every day.
Well, I'm pretty proficient at jokes, and I joke with him about the safety of his day gig. As he leaves, I joke and say, oh, are you going off to the place where you feel safe? Because it's a joke that he doesn't feel safe in our home.
And you're sure it's a joke?
It's a joke, and we laugh and we kiss.
And why would you even have to make that joke? Do you think the pillows creep him out?
Well, I don't think so. He prefers one very flat pillow on his side, but I don't think he minds my nest of my nocturnal nest, because every now and then I wake up in the middle of the night and he's wedged himself in.
Oh,
I see. So he sort of finds his way into the nocturnal nest?
Yes. Oh. He says it happens against his will while he's asleep, but I think
he gets sucked in.
He gets sucked into the nocturnal nest, and I think he enjoys it.
It's almost like you create a little planet with its own gravity with all of your pillows.
Oh, it's funny you say that. I've been doing a little research on this, and I think a properly made nocturnal nest does exactly that. It pulls in what it's supposed to pull in, and it attracts.
Is there a lot of research about this kind of thing?
More than you would think.
Well, okay.
Certainly, that's true. Let me ask you, why did you put the phrase day gig in quotation
yes,
marks?
Yes, yes, yes.
Well, because sometimes he goes through it at night. And it's mostly during the day, but every now and then it's at night. So I like to joke and say he's going to his day gig.
And what
Even though it's mostly during the day.
It's mostly during the day, but every now and then every other Saturday he goes at night. He walks the perimeter of Bed Bath & Beyond.
Oh, like at night, like a security guard making sure that nothing shady's going
on.
Yes,
but he's not allowed to have any sort of weapon, a taser or a fake gun or anything.
Well, what's he supposed to do?
Well, he's just supposed to say, hey, you're not supposed to be back here. So there is an actual security guard at BB&B.
And that's not him.
So he sounds like the lookout.
No, he is the perimeter walker.
The perimeter walker.
That's just what he does.
Yeah, PW. Right.
How long he must get a lot of steps in. How long does he walk all night?
He walks for about 7.5 hours.
Good gravy.
But now he mostly does this during the day.
Yes, mostly during the day.
So when people are there. Oh, so how does he... No, what's he really looking for?
He's looking for people
who says, hey, you shouldn't be here.
Right.
I thought he was talking to one person who snuck in at night. I forgot,
that's
Bert.
That's right.
Thank you for reminding me. These are shoppers.
These are shoppers.
So what's he looking for?
Well, he's looking for people who maybe went to the wrong door or people who are trying to smoke around a back corner.
Does that happen a lot?
Every now and then a fair amount.
Those are the two problems.
Children who are trying to draw the building with chalk.
Does that happen a lot?
That happens.
So wait, he's outside of the building.
He's outside of the building. He gets
walking
very
hot. Around it.
Yes, he gets very warm and dehydrated.
Thank goodness.
I have to send him off with smart waters and Gatorades every day.
Is this the BBAB that's on Ulysses S. Grant Boulevard?
Yes, it is.
Okay, I think I've seen this guy.
Oh,
he's very handsome.
He actually
but he's
is
very,
very. He's very
but also,
handsome.
But sort of, you know, that sunburnt look or that sort of leathery skin. Yes. He's got very leathery skin.
Leathery skin.
Yeah.
Like, you know, the way that people used to consider handsome, a very leathery man.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He's very in the old school vein of handsome.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yes.
Like a Kirk Douglas.
Like a darker Kirk Douglas type, but with harder skin.
E.G. Marshall.
Yes.
That's a deep cut from a long time ago, Bernd.
12 Angry Men?
I know, 12 Angry Men, that's right.
His hands are very, very pale, though, because he keeps them covered.
Oh, that's what he keeps covered. You think he'd wear a hat? Does he not wear a hat?
No hats.
Why?
Because he needs people to see his gaze. If he looks at someone and says, sense. "Get up, what are you doing back here?"
Right.
The part of his job is he has to connect with their gaze.
Yeah. So it's mostly kids smoking.
Kids smoking.
What's the problem with someone coming out of a door?
Well, it might be the wrong door. Maybe they weren't supposed to exit there. They're going to have to take too many steps toward their car.
I see. So it's a courtesy thing.
It's a courtesy thing. It's also a security thing because not many people know this, but Bed Bath & Beyond has bits of gold hidden by their buildings.
What?
They don't want anyone to find
it. That seems like a crazy thing to announce on this podcast. Yes.
Are we meant to know that?
I don't know. It sounds like it was a secret that she just let go.
If you could remove this part of the film strip later.
We will.
It's not a film anyways.
I don't think you need to explain.
No, it's all right.
We will edit this part out. Great. Yes, certainly.
You're fine. Yeah, you're absolutely fine. You're fine. So he's sort of like the opposite of a greeter.
He's a pusher aware.
I'm sorry, a what?
A pusher away.
A pusher away.
Except with me.
Well, now I have a question. Is Bed Bath & Beyond where you're getting all these pillows? Do you get a great discount?
I get a great discount, and I get most of my pillows there.
That makes sense.
Not at all, but
now,
most.
When you say calyx, and it's, by the way, it's C-A-L-I-X. It's not it's not a plural of cowlix.
No, it's C-A-L-I-X.
Yes.
And the X is bold.
You say in less than a day, I see.
It's darker.
In less than a day of work at such wages, I could easily replenish my sleeping stock. Yes. Are you constantly overturning the pillows?
Yes. Many people don't know this, but it's not healthy to sleep on a pillow after a week and a half.
A week and a half.
I have not heard this.
Yes, it becomes full of mites and germs.
Well, but that's why you get, and you can get them at Bed Bath & Beyond. That's why you get the cover that keeps them out.
Well, mites are. What do you call that when they don't heed that?
Tenacious.
Mites are tenacious.
You have tenacious mites?
Well, I suppose I do. You're not gonna pay me to stick around and find out.
Well, I wouldn't.
I don't think that situation will present itself.
What is your job that when you talk about, it sounds at first like maybe you're not making a lot. Then it sounds like maybe you're making a whole lot by the hour.
I make a fair amount. I make more than minimum wage, but okay. I wanted to make the point that someone making minimum wage could still have a pillow.
Okay,
absolutely.
Fair enough.
Certainly made
so what is your job?
I cut horses' hair into beautiful designs for their shows.
Oh, for horse shows?
For the horse shows.
So, like, you give them, like, you just trim their manes and their tails.
Well, let's not oversimplify it, assholes.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't know anything about the equestrian world. Please educate us.
All right. Well, I have four different types of high-end scissors. I go to the horse's place of residence.
Place, like a stable?
Yes, like a stable. I take my four high-end scissors and I spend about 5.5 hours with a built-in lunch break.
Five?
Wow!
That's a lot.
You're telling me.
I don't know a ton about horses.
All right, well, let's get into it.
How many designs are there that you could cut into a
man's tail? I didn't know there were many different possibilities.
I thought you could braid the hair or not.
Is this like you're doing, like when people turn a shrubbery into an animal? Is this
exactly
the kind of stuff you're doing?
Have you ever seen Edward Scissorhands?
Yes.
I love that movie.
Topiaries, have you heard of them?
Yes.
Of course.
Yes.
That's what I do with a horse's mane and tail.
Oh,
but
wow.
But correct me if I'm wrong, the hair doesn't necessarily have the same consistency of a topiary.
No, I mean, Christ, are you doing like a moose?
It's
or
like
I
limp.
I put a ton of hairspray in it.
Okay.
I put a ton of hairspray in the horse's mane and in its tail, and then I cut shapes, including rabbits and gladiators, into the tails and manes.
Now, gladiators maybe I understand, but why rabbits?
Well, because a lot of people think it's cute to look at a horse and say, well, what is it?
Joan, I have a question for you. Uh-huh. Why did gladiators make sense?
I guess, full disclosure, I'm a Russell Crowe fan. Doug knows.
Sure.
He's on my list
From
of
way
five.
Back,
he's
though.
On my bucket list. He's on my hall pass.
That's right. Before you die.
Listen, let's make it both.
List of five.
Sorry, Doug, do you hear that?
Loud and clear.
I just desperately think it'd be so fun if, you know, we just had a dalliance once and he yelled, "Are you not entertained?" I mean, right? Don't you think that's what he yells? Probably
yes,
in the moment.
I think so.
Oh, gosh. Anyways.
I used to enjoy following him on Twitter when he would talk about his workouts.
Oh, gosh. I never did that.
He would just post on there how many push-ups he'd done.
Oh, boy. What a man.
Then he promoted his band.
Yes. What is it? Something
30-odd
grunts.
30-odd foot of grunt.
30-odd foot of grunt. Couldn't remember anything but grunt.
Who else is on your list of five?
Well, we talked about this before. One of them is Tom Brokaw. Mm-hmm. And one of them is... Timothy Olyphant from Justified. Oh,
yes.
Boy.
That's right. But not from Deadwood.
No, not that one.
No.
No, yes. No. And Conan O'Brien.
Is that four?
Is there one more? Am I missing one?
Russell Crowe. Timothy Olyphant from Deadwood. Uh-huh.
Tom Brokaw.
Justified. Tom Brokaw. And Conan O'Brien.
Conan O'Brien. Oh, I think it was because it was if I could go back in time, it would be Laurence Olivier.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Sure.
Because I mean Laurence Olivier
from Marathon Man.
Sure. I mean many things, but most people know him from that. But anyhow, the point is, when I hear Gladiator, I think of Russell Crowe on a horse, and I just thought, oh, okay, well that kind of makes sense,
that
especially
makes sense,
on
certainly.
A mane. The gladiators rode
Absolutely.
Horses, you know. So
yes.
I just that was an easier connection for me to make than the rabbit coming out of a horse's butt.
Well, because people like to say, like, what? Did we come here to see horses, or did we come to a rabbit show? And then they're having more fun than they thought they would.
Oh, Alan Rickman. Sorry, I forgot.
Yes, he's on mine as well.
I forgot. That
yes.
was the other one.
Yes.
I'm
now,
sorry,
you know, mine,
Calix.
Mine are all fictional characters.
Oh, please tell.
The Dowager Countess from Downton Abbey.
Okay. So Maggie Smith, but not. Only if she's the Dowager Countess.
Yes, that's
okay.
Exactly right.
Mm-hmm.
Charlize Theron from Aeon Flux.
I love how specific you are. Like, you really aren't kidding.
Well, yeah.
So Charlize Theron shows up at your door normal. You're like, no, thank you.
No, thank you.
Wow.
Joan Crawford from Whatever Happened to Baby Jane.
Well, God, at least you didn't say Betty Davis from that movie.
No, I think Joan Crawford.
By the way, that's what the crawl space guy looks like at the end of the movie. Just
oh,
like
sure.
that. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Jodie Foster from Nell.
Oh.
And finally, revenge-crazed killer, Sadie Adler from the video game Red Dead Redemption 2.
Oh, no, I don't know
those
that.
Are my hall
my boys play that, but okay. I don't know how you'll ever achieve those. But,
well, I won't.
Okay.
But it's nice to think about.
Sure. Sure it is.
Hey, let me ask you, Calix.
Yes, we heard anything.
There are zero replies to your post, but have you got any feedback in person from people in the neighborhood?
Yes, I've gotten a few knocks on the door of people wondering, can I see it? Can I look at all the pillows?
They want to see them.
Yes, and I've got one caveat. If you want to see it, you have to take a little nap and experience it.
Oh, and I can't imagine anyone said yes to that.
Well, I've had one taker.
And who was that?
It was a neighbor. Her name was... Martha Clark.
Oh,
do you know her?
No, now that doesn't surprise me.
Martha Clark.
She'll try anything once.
Well, yes, and it got confusing because we had a rendezvous that I.
Oh,
yes.
Oh my.
Well, that's quite a nap.
Yes.
Do you want us to edit that out, or is it okay if
yes,
your husband
please
hears
cut
that
part of the film strip.
We will.
What is your husband's name again?
Shahor?
No, wait.
Shahor.
Spell it for us, please.
S-H-A-H-O-R.
Shahor.
Shahor.
Let me ask you.
Yes.
I'm trying to get a picture. So you pile the pillows up on the nightstand.
Uh-huh.
How high up do they go? Do they reach the ceiling?
They go about 1 inch from the ceiling. Mm.
And why do you put some against the wall? It sounds like they're never anywhere except for against the wall.
Well, I'm trying to Marie Kondo my place.
You're picking pillows that give you joy.
Well, yes, and I'm trying to make it organized and minimal. So I'm not trying to take up a lot of floor or bed space with them when they're not in use.
Are you okay? Do you need some water? Or it sounds like sometimes you're choking.
No, not choking.
Okay, I'm just concerned.
No, just happy.
Just happy. Yes. Okay. Well, I'm sorry.
Bert. Well, I was just going to say, we are running low on time.
I spend so much time.
I know. I wish this was a two-parter.
We shouldn't have talked about our pal factor.
We probably should have talked about
it. We really took some time away from
you, certainly
Kellex.
Should have brought up people that didn't exist.
Kellex,
that was pointless.
Kellex, who's on your hall pass? Let's include you in this game.
Fair enough.
Yeah, right?
Fair enough.
Well, we've got one crossover in Alan Rickman.
Oh, I love it.
Gene Wilder. Tim Curry, but only from Rocky Horror Picture.
Sure. Oh, and that's kind of like you. That's a crossover. That's a fictional
character.
He's
number six on mine.
No, I just meant in terms of a fictional character, Bernt, and silly.
Laurie Metcalf.
In anything?
In real life.
Right.
And I guess Conan O'Brien.
Oh, two crossovers.
I'm sorry.
Don't be sorry. It's not a question of everyone's up for grabs.
I
can't claim him for my own.
But what if we're both at a cocktail party with him? Who's gonna get him?
I wouldn't worry about it.
Well, you
never know. You say that now.
But I know. Maybe this podcast will blow up and people will start meeting famous people. Maybe we'll go to a podcast festival.
Maybe we'll go to a podcast festival. Conan will hear this and won't he be flattered?
He sure will. Well, Kellex, he'll love that.
Great.
Well, Kellex, thank you so much for being with us. And we plan a little surprise for you.
Yes, that's
right. What is it?
We have a pillow for you.
Oh, my God.
It has our logo, the Neighborhood Listen, on there.
And we signed it.
We signed it.
Thank you. Is this a my pillow?
Yes, it is.
Thank you.
It's your pillow.
It's the brand is my pillow.
I don't. Oh, that's right.
Religious man. He loves the pillow so much, and as much as he loves Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
And he hugs the pillow to his bosom, and you can see his cross peeking out.
Yes.
His chest hair.
Yes, it's a wonderful pillow, even if you don't agree with his ideology. Thank you.
You're welcome. It's the least we could do, Kellex. Thank you so much for coming and talking to us.
Could I take a little nap here before I go?
That's up to you, Joan. It's your house.
Maybe just a quick one.
Great.
Okay.
See you in 2 hours.
Oh, that's quick for you.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Well,
I'm going to need a big spoon, one of your boys.
Oh, they're not here, honey. They're not here.
Okay. Well, we'll just wait till they're back.
Well, will we?
We'll sort this all out.
Okay,
and,
thanks.
And we'll be back with more of The Neighborhood Listen.
Hey, what's up? It's Wendy. I'm giving away 8 jars of beech nut baby food. My vet assured me the cats would love it, and they don't. I have beef, turkey, and chicken flavors. I don't have any babies. Please text or call me. Maybe I should just get regular cat food. Or maybe I should just get a new vet.
And welcome back to... welcome back to The Neighborhood Listen. We just have time for one more post. Kellex is... napping.
I tried to not have that not happen, but it was, as Bernt will attest, it was very tricky to persuade her out of the house without her sleeping. And we're just hoping that she doesn't wake up when we're recording. And as soon as we're done here, I'll have Doug crawl out of the space. And
that's probably best.
Yeah. We'll see if we can get her.
She wanted to wait for the one of the boys to return, so she could. She's put a big spoon in them, but
they are at school.
They're at school,
the college. And
so we reached a compromise where she took the one of the cushions from the couch.
She did,
and she's using that as a surrogate little spoon.
Yeah, she put together a fake body for herself.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Is one of the boys back?
Okay. No, honey.
Go back to sleep.
You can just go back to sleep.
Go back to sleep.
Kellex, just go back to sleep.
Or,
I was just going to talk about this one post that I thought was very, kind of sad.
Mm.
So I'm just hoping that this guy is okay.
That happens sometimes.
We all know Game of Thrones just happened. Do you watch the show, Bernt?
I feel like, the third season.
Oh, Oh, now what a strange choice. Why? What
well, people
prompted
have,
that
people
choice?
Have been talking about it, and so I thought I'd check it out. Couldn't make heads
Did
or tails
Did you flip
of it.
A coin? Speaking of heads or tails?
No. People talked about it the first season. I was like, I got to check that out. Second season, that's right, that show. I got to check that out. Third season, I'm like, here we go.
So as it was playing out in real time, you watched the third season. You didn't have like all of the seasons. You just decided to pick it up in its third
That's
year.
Correct. That's correct.
You must have been very confused.
I was somewhat confused, yeah. And then I meant to watch more of it. And then I forgot.
Okay. Well, all right then.
Yeah.
Well,
I just forgot.
This is from Owen. And it says, full set of Game of Thrones whiskey, parentheses, minus Tyrell. He says, I have the full set of unopened Game of Thrones whiskeys except for the Tyrell. It includes 7 bottles. Cardew Gold Reserve, House Targaryen, the Kleinlish Reserve, House Tyrell, Dalwhinnie Winter's Frost, House Stark, Lagavulin 9-year-old, House Lannister, Oban Bay Reserve, Night's Watch, Royal. These are all, in case you're not familiar, named after characters or things in
Game
of Thrones.
These are actual, that's not true.
In the parentheses.
In the parentheses, yes.
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, the
I'm
other
sorry.
Ones are, I they're get actual, burned. They're listen.
Well, I didn't realize I know, how much
well,
you knew
Doug
about.
Loves whiskey. I can't, I mean, he absolutely,
sure do.
He's been, yes.
Okay,
says,
Doug.
Sorry.
See how good those acoustics are? It's what I'm telling you.
It's a little too good.
He loves it. In fact, I know he wanted. In fact, I'm surprised that Doug hasn't picked this up yet because, like, he would probably be into all of these.
Does he? I don't know if he even. Doug, do you look at NeighborHap ever or?
Yeah, oh,
excuse
you?
Me. What?
It's a good question. Do you? Are you on the NeighborHap? Are you looking at it ever?
No, I don't. I don't have apps.
Oh.
On any.
That's right.
I don't use any apps.
He has a flip phone still.
He still has that flip phone.
Yes. And he has an iPhone, but he just doesn't like to use it.
Mm.
He uses it every once in a while. And I just keep telling, I can't get him out of
He uses that. It every once in a while.
Yeah, I make him. I make him sit down and try to, I want to make sure all the phone numbers that he needs are in that thing. Because that's what I'm going to call. I'm not going to deal with that flip phone. I can't even believe it still works.
It seems like, okay.
Well, you still
well,
have
just,
it, right?
I just feel like if he's not using the phone, you'd want to call him on the flip phone. I understand you're trying to train him.
I'm trying to train him.
To use the iPhone.
I'm always trying to train him. That's what's going on.
That's married life, right?
Oh,
from,
no kidding.
From what I understand.
You're not wrong, Bernd. So, and the last one is Talskirt Select Reserve. See, that's the one that I know that Doug loves that
House
one.
Greyjoy.
House Greyjoy, that's right.
And the final two, Royal Lochnagar, 12-year-old, that's House Baratheon, and Talskirt Select Reserve, that is House Greyjoy. Now, some of those words are familiar to me, of course.
Because you kind of did watch the third season.
I did watch the third season of Game of Thrones.
I just am sad because this is a lot of whiskey to buy for one person. Mm. And then was he hoping to have a party and no one came? And also, why go all the way to the end and not get Tyrell?
Well,
what's up with that? Is it hard? It looks like he says Tyrell. Look, it says right there. He has the Kleinlish Reserve, House Tyrell. So what's he saying?
I'm
confused.
Very cordial.
She's awake again.
She's awake.
Is one of the boys back?
No, they're not.
No, they not. They're, neither they're, one of them will be back until actually they get their first semester break, which is weeks from now.
Yes.
So I'm sorry. Do you like whiskey, Calix?
Love it.
Okay. Well, maybe, listen, do you want all this whiskey? You should contact Owen because he can't get rid of it. He can't get it off
I
of his.
I don't want it if it doesn't have Tyrell.
But I think she's right. He probably drank that one.
This very okay. Now in the picture, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 bottles.
Right, and
one of them is black.
Black
as night.
And doesn't look at all like the other ones. Doesn't look like whiskey. It looks like a bottle of wine.
And that's the Oban. That's the Night's Watch.
How do you know? I zoomed in.
I did the thing where you do the opposite of a pinch.
Right.
And
which one's the Oban?
The Oban is
the
Night's Watch, and that's why it's black.
Oh, that's why it's black, yes. Well, that's kind of fun.
So he has 7. He says minus Tyrell, but then he lists Tyrell.
It's very confusing.
It's very confusing. Here's what I think.
Okay.
And this is my theory. Now,
okay.
when I was young, there was something called the Pepsi Challenge.
Oh, I think I remember this.
And if you saved the bottle caps from Pepsi Cola.
Okay.
They had a letter underneath the cap.
Oh.
And if you spelled out the word challenge, you would win a big prize.
Well, that's exciting.
Very exciting, especially to a child.
As a kid. Oh, come on.
The World of Wonder, Willy Wonka and such.
Yes, yes.
And I remember trying to get that challenge spelled out. It was the A was the hardest letter to find.
Oh.
So many E's, so many L's, N's, G's, C's, H's, everything but the A. And I wonder if the bottle that he's missing, which is not Tyrell because we see that he has
correct.
It. If he just couldn't get it and he just, like I did, gave up.
Oh.
And said, I don't want to look at these anymore. It sickens me.
Oh,
that's
how you felt?
I felt betrayed by corporations for the first time.
Well, that was a good early time to learn it. Yes, it was.
And I'm grateful to Pepsi for showing me how the world works.
Absolutely. Well, then this just makes this all the more sad to me. I mean, I do hope that Owen's okay.
I hope so too. He doesn't seem to be saying that he's selling them.
No.
He doesn't list a price.
I'm telling you, Bert, I think this is a cry for help.
Like, you want someone to help him with that?
Help
me drink these.
No, help me with my life is what I'm getting.
Take these off my hands.
I mean, that's not I have a full set. It's not, it's almost like a, it's not even, you're right. He doesn't even sound like he's getting rid of them. It's like a brag, but a sad brag.
He is just saying,
I have them. You know, you're right. We're the ones who inferred that he was trying to get rid of them because that's what you normally do on this app. But he's just telling us.
It's not that much different from our friend Cal.
No,
just
because
wants to let
and you just
know.
Replace the pillows with whiskey.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Is it the semester break?
It is not. No, it is not.
Is it what?
It's still
is
today.
It the semester break.
It's still the same.
It's not semester break.
You have not hibernated.
And you know what? I think it's time to wrap up.
I think it's time to wrap up.
And I think it's time maybe for you to head home, Calyx, to your partner.
All right. Well, I guess call me a black car.
What? You mean like an Uber?
Or? No, I mean like a nice black car.
How did you get here?
I had a black car bring me.
Well,
what about that one? Where'd that one go?
I'm not going to pay for my way home.
Oh, I guess we didn't think about that. I mean, perhaps there should be a budget worked in, I guess, to transport people here. I just thought everyone would drive themselves.
They've walked or
biked.
No.
A black car, I like to lie
in the back with a few pillows.
Okay. Well,
maybe Doug could give her a lift.
Calyx, I do, honey, I do see you're trying to take my couch pillow, but I do need that.
Why do you think that?
Well, because it's under your shirt.
Well,
and it's very obvious.
Most of it is
actually not under your shirt.
Ever heard of fat shaming?
Okay. We're done here.
That's all the time we have for this week's edition of The Neighborhood Listen. Thank you so much for listening.
Bye.
And goodbye.